当看见他，也照样从那边过去了。
But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him.
没有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心。
He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine.
上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了。
Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to the inn, to an inn, and took care of him.
扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。
The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper.
第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主。
Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.
说你去照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。
Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him.
那么这个律师律法专家说是怜悯他的。
Jesus told him, go and do likewise.
也是说你去照样行吧。
Thank you. And may God be honored through the reading of his word.
感谢主谢谢他的话语。
Shall we bow together in prayer?
我们一起低头祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this time we can come together.
主啊，感谢你，我们可以聚在一起。
Thank you that your kingdom is made up of every tribe, every nation, every kingdom, every kindred, and every people.
感谢你，你的王国是由各族、各部落、各个民族构成的。
We are all created from the dust of the ground.
我们都是由尘土而造。
And breathed by yourself, Almighty God.
是由你大能的神吹气，我们才成为可以成为人的样子。
We are all part of one huge human family.
我们都是人的大家庭当中的一员。
And when we invite Jesus into our hearts and lives,
当我们邀请耶稣进入到我们的心灵和进入到我们的生命中的时候。
We become one huge church family.
我们就成为一个教会大家庭。
Bless this time we share together.
请你保守我们今天分享的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
The story that we are looking at today is well known.By both those inside the church and those on the outside looking in.
我们刚才讲的故事呢，教会之外，教会里边的人都很熟知。
Many would look at the story of the Good Samaritan and feel that this is an indictment of citizens to look out for and help.Those who are hurt or stranded by the side of the road.
那么很多人呢，把这个好撒玛利亚人的故事呢，当作为一个对一些市民要求他们对路边的人进行帮助的这么一个指控。
Or in danger, and to help them.
他们呢觉得有危险，不愿意去相帮。
There are.Even laws requiring this to be done called Good Samaritan laws.
因此之下呢，就有法律，甚至有法律颁布呢，要求人们呢去见危救助。那么这样的法律呢，叫好撒玛利亚人法。
But this misses the whole point of this encounter with Jesus.And the testy man of the law who knows about God but apparently does not know God personally.
但是呢，这整个却错过了这个中心，就是说耶稣跟这个试探他的，知道上帝却并没有亲身经历过上帝人、上帝的人之间的这次相遇，他们谈话的中心，那么这种看法呢，已经错过了。
You see, to know God personally changes everything, even us, from the inside out.
如果真正的认识神，有个人的跟随，有个人的经历，这些会让我们整个人完全改变。
Now.A quick thought about this story.
那么，迅速的想一下这个故事。
It is not just a story about doing what we call random acts of kindness, as much as it is a story of what it looks like in life to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your will, with all your strength.
其实这个故事呢，并不是像表面看起来鼓励人呢做一些偶然的善行，而是呢，它的中心是告诉我们要存尽性、尽力尽意的爱神。
That is having a love relationship with God through Jesus that embraces foreigners, each of us have them in need whose path.
这个也就意思就是说呢，通过爱这些他的人生与我们的人生之路交叉的这些有需要的外国人，通过这些行为呢来爱神。
So let's get some blocks set on a track. You know, as you seen in a race, they put the starter blocks down, and now they're getting ready for the race. It's just a few things that will help us get ready for the race.
那么我们安排就绪，你们有没有看到呢？在比赛当中，他们就会把一些东西安置好，让这个赛跑的人来准备起跑。那我们现在呢，就准备一下。
So they'll, it used to be the cinder tracks. They would dig out a little bit, and then they would get their, they would test their shoe fitting in the spike shoe fitting into the cinder track, and they put a block there, and then they pound nails in. Okay, here's the first nail that we'll pound.Before this race, this is the first day of the rest of your life.
在比赛之前呢，常常是他们会有的是甚至会挖一个坑，然后呢，是一个砖块来看看呢，这个鞋子是不是这个好用，然后呢才开始比赛。那么今天呢，他们当然呢会在这里呢，然后会把一些钉子放进去。那么我们现在要讲的呢，也就是所谓的第一个钉子，第一点。那么今天呢是我们余生的第一天。
Did I say all that? So, this being the first day of your life, I'm not standing before you to tell you what we should have done yesterday.
也就是说呢，今天是你余生的第一天。我站在这里呢，并不是要告诉你，过去你本应该做些什么。
But,to share what we are today and will be tomorrow.
而是分享我们今天应该做什么，明天应该做什么。
Think for a moment about Christianity. Having Christ in our life, having a relationship with Him, it's like a huge cross.
简单的想一下这个基督教，那么跟耶稣的关系呢，就像是一个十字架。那么这个世界的中心呢，是从上往下。
So this, that's the vertical stem of the cross, and it speaks of my relationship with God, my Maker, my Savior, my Lover.
那么这个树上的这部分呢，代表我跟神的关系，跟我跟神，我的创造者，我的救赎主，我的这个情人之间的关系。
Having, the scripture says, having loved his own, and think of this not a finger out, but pointing to each one of us, having loved his own who were in the world, He loved them to the uttermost.
爱他所造的每一位，那么他对他们献出了至高的爱。那么这个爱呢，不是指向别人的，而是其实指向我们每个人自己。
The cross number speaks of our relationship to one another.
那么十字架上这个横向的部分呢，是指的我们彼此之间的关系。
Those near to us.Possibly of a despised race. Remember that it was a despised good Samaritan who saved the day.
就是说我们附近的旁边的人，甚至这些让我们反感的民族，记得这个好撒玛利亚人是他们拯救了一切。
Now when we think aboutOur walk with God, there's one other nail that must be driven. When it is all said and done, much more will be said than is done.
当我们回想一下这个好撒玛利亚人的故事的时候呢，其实已经有很多已经说过了，但是呢，当然有很多呢已经做过了，但是还有一些呢，需要说一下，这个比做呢更重要。
Our actions speak so loud that people can't possibly hear our words.
其实我们的行为呢更掷地有声，有些时候人并不能听到我们的讲的话语，但是却可以看到我们的行为。
One other nail to pound in before we get started on this race. Jesus' words in Luke 27-36.Matthew also includes it as the Sermon on the Mount. Mark Twain made this statement, "The hardest parts about the Bible are those that are the easiest to understand, but the hardest to live."
那么还有另外一点，在我们开始这个赛跑之前呢，还有一个钉子我们要把它放在地里边。也就是说呢，第二点是这样的，那么在路加书27:36这个故事当中呢，也是耶稣在登山宝座上讲的。那么按照马可图温说的，就是说呢，其实圣经当中最难的，也就是那些最容易说却很难做的事情。
Let's start with a story.
那我们可以呢用这个故事开始。
Then let's see kind of the setting where it is placed.
我们设想一下这么一个这个背景。
Then let's look at the question, who is my neighbor?
然后呢考虑一下这个问题，谁是我的邻居。
And I'm sure this story is very familiar to almost all of us today.
我相信呢这个故事对在座的大多数人来说呢是非常熟悉的。
The story. A certain man, is traveling downhill about 21 miles from Jerusalem to Jericho, below sea level.
故事是这样的，有一个人呢，就是往山下走，那么他呢，一小时行21迈，从耶路撒冷去耶利哥。这个耶利哥城呢，是在水面以下。
He was surrounded by robbers. This doesn't sound like just an old story. He was surrounded by robbers, beaten, and he was stripped of his clothes. They even stole his clothes, robbed, and left half dead.
那么他的周围呢，经常有这个强盗出没，他们呢就把他的衣服脱掉，把他东西抢走，把他呢打个半死。
But no.Help is on the way.
但是请注意，有这个帮助的人呢，正行在路上。
It just so happened, we might say, luck would have it. This word is only used one time in the New Testament. That a certain priest was coming his way.
那么碰巧呢？有一个牧师正好路过，碰巧这个词呢在新约圣经当中只用到过一次。
many priests lived in Jericho and they commuted to Jerusalem.
很多牧师呢，住在耶利哥，他们呢就是到这个耶路撒冷去，经常性的去耶路撒冷。
I hope this priest, his response was not like ours, and I regret to say sometimes it has been like mine. And the priest seeing him pass by on the opposite side.
我希望呢这个牧师见到这一场景的时候呢他的反应不会是像我们很多时候呢很遗憾的是我遇到这样的情况呢常常会有这样的反应。那么这个牧师呢他就从看到这个这个人受伤的人就从路另一边呢过去了。
He seemed to fear the religious contamination or the, how would we say, importunity of the setting, it was too great a risk.
他这个牧职人员呢他好像很担心他的宗教信仰呢会受到这个污染或者是呢这个场景呢对他来说太冒险了。
He was perhaps fearful that there would be blood involved, he could see it.
或者呢他担心可能在这个人身上呢会流血他呢可能会有传染或者他能看到这个血让他觉得很不舒服。
Perhaps he felt he would become ceremonially unclean by just getting close to this man?
或者呢他担心跟这个人靠得太近他可能呢在这个礼仪上来说呢就变为不洁了。
Some blood might get on his own robe.
有的血可能溅到他自己的袍子上。
The man could die.
那么可能会死掉。
Then how could he go into the temple to do his duty?
那么如果那个人死掉的话，他怎么能够到这个殿堂里边去执行他应该做的圣职呢？
Perhaps the setting held too great of a risk.
所以当时的情景对他来说太有风险了。
J.T. Barnum, maybe some of you got to see the movie The Greatest Showman. Does anybody go to movies? Greatest Showman said it this way, you will never make a difference by being like everyone else.
你们有没有看过电影就是 The Greatest Showman, 是 J.T. Barnum 出品的一个电影。他说呢就是说如果你总是跟别人做类同的事情你永远都不可能做出不一样的这个举动。
So the priest seeing, and when it says seeing, it means it wasn't just a glance. He got a good close look. The priest seeing,passed opposite, and he was out of there.
那么这个牧师呢？这个牧师看到这一切，这里简单的对话，他不是呢，只是扫了一眼，他是确确实实的看到了当时发生的一切，然后呢，他就从路的另外一边呢消失了。
Okay, so now the Levite, he was a good pastoral staff person.Maybe like a church janitor or secretary or greeter at the door. He was a religious helper.
那我们再来看呢，看另外一位，也就是利未人，他好像呢就是一个教会的一个助理，或者是呢打扫清洁的人，或者是秘书，或者是呢在门口跟人打招呼的人。
He also had a good look at the man who had been robbed and stricken.He passed by on the opposite side, and he was out of there.
他也确确实实看到了所发生的一切，他看到了这个被抢夺，然后被打得半死的人，然后他也同样的从路的另一边消失了。
Then, a certain Samaritan, and if you'll notice in John 8, verse 48, Jesus himself,was referred to as a Samaritan in that setting, came by and soon was filled with pity. Other subject.
然后呢某个撒玛利亚人路过了，那么这个撒玛利亚人呢，耶稣其实在约翰八章四十八节当中呢谈到过，那么这个撒玛利亚人呢看到所发生的一切，心中充满怜悯
compassion
怜悯。
It's a word that's only used of God.
只是神放在神身上使用的这个单词。
Or the God person in the parable.
或者是呢，就是神子身上使用的这个词。
It's a Greek word, spagizomai.
这个是个希腊语，叫 spagizomai。
Yeah, very good. It means the inner. It is the inner dwelling place of our deepest feelings, and only used of God in the God person in the parable. And for example, the feelings of the father as he welcomed his son in the prodigal son.
那么这个词的意思呢，是指我们内心最深处的那种感情。那么这个词呢，只用于神和神子。身上，并且呢，也在这个就是说 prodigal son 就是这个奢侈的浪子回头的这个故事当中呢，也用来描述那位充满怜悯的父亲。
But a Samaritan，
但是这里呢，把这个词用到一个撒玛利亚人身上。
Of all men in the world。To do a neighborly act, a Samaritan.
世界上如果有人会如此的爱邻舍的话，你怎么会想到可能是一个撒玛利亚人呢？
He did not sidestep or dodge him, but had compassion on him.
但是这个撒玛利亚人呢，并没有退后或者是躲避，却呢向他显示了怜悯。
And if you'll notice in the story, the action words, let me review those for you. Dr. Luke, the author, describes the medical parts here. He came upon him. He saw him. He was filled with pity. He approached him and bound up and poured on and placed him on his donkey and brought him and cared for him and stayed with him.
那么我们来看一下这个路克医生所用的这些医学术语，他是怎么样描述这些行为的，这个人的行为，他用了以下一些词。那么这个好撒玛利亚人呢，看到了这个人，然后呢心中充满怜悯，然后他就靠近他，并且把他的伤呢包扎好，然后呢把他放到他的驴子上，然后呢细心的照顾他。
Then he opened his wallet and took out dollars and gave them to the innkeeper and pledged to return.
然后呢，他打开钱包，把钱呢交给这个客栈的主人，然后呢承诺还会回来。
He listened to his heart and took action.
他听到他自己的内心然后呢就采取了行动。
Now if you look at the setting of this story just for a moment, let's look now at the setting. The setting is a religious man came to test Jesus, to tempt him.
那我们来看一下这个故事的这个背景，就是说呢有一个宗教的人士，他来测试耶稣，试探耶稣。
He was an expert in God's law.
这个人呢，对神的律法知道得很清楚。
He thought God could be attained by being religious and devout.
那么他以为呢，通过虔诚或者是呢做一些宗教方面的仪式就可以靠近神。
Not as a gift received from heaven.
而不是从天而来的礼物。
He talks about the Shema, which is the statement in the Old Testament of what God is like, that we should love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and with all of our will.
那么他谈到什么，也就是在旧约当中谈到的，就是我们要尽心尽力尽意的爱我们的神。
They had that little phrase written out on a small piece of paper, and in their long flowing robes, they could pull up their robes, and on the very corner of their robes, they had that writing. So it would guide the steps that they took, the people they met, that they would always be reminded, we are to love God with all our heart and soul and strength and will.
他们把这句话尽心尽意尽性尽力爱你的神爱主你的神写到一个小纸条上，然后呢记在他的这个袍子的角落里边，然后呢不论遇到谁，他们就会被提醒要这么做。
They were experts in knowing about God, but they did not know him.
在神的知识方面，他们对神的知识方面呢，他们是专家，但是他们个人呢并不没有经历神。
So who is my neighbor?
那谁是我的邻居呢？
Well, the answer is easy.
答案非常简单。
Love God with your whole being.
那么用你的全人来爱神。
And demonstrate compassion and love to those who are in dire need, whose path crosses ours.
就是要对周围的人，那么跟我们的人生道路有交叉的人，有需要的人，那么对他们呢表示怜悯。
Even if they are the despised people.
即使呢我们心中对他们反感。
Jesus answered, "Do this and live."
那么耶稣回答说：“这么做，你就有永生了。”
So.Who are you in the story? Who am I?
那么你我在这个故事当中是谁呢？
Are we the religious people that look and see, but do not want to be contaminated there with what we see, and so walk by on the other side?
我们是不是故事当中那个看到了，但是呢却不想在这个故事中受到沾染？所以从路的另一边走开的那个人呢？
Or are we like the Samaritan who also saw, stopped and saw, and then extended not just words, but effort and labor and love to restore this fallen man?
还是我们像那个撒玛利亚人，他停下来看到了所发生的一切，而且呢不止是通过言语，而且是用行为来护理这个虚弱的人。
Remember, we are all far more sinful than we could have ever dared realize, but we are far more loved than we could have ever dared hope.
请记住，我们其实比我们敢于想象的更邪恶，比我们敢于想象的得到的神的爱更多。
To respond this way in life, we must have a new heart and a new approach to God.
那么如何回应呢？我们必须对神有一颗新的心灵，一个新的接触神的办法。
In my youth, I was trained in a church of how we should do the right things, say the right things, and therefore be the right kind of person.
我年轻的时候呢，我在教会受的这个训练是如何做正确的事情，说正确的话，以便呢做一个好人。
I knew all about God.
我知道关于神的所有的一切。
I just didn't know him.
但是呢，我个人对他却没有经历。
I just didn't know him.
我并不是真的知道他。
As Don and I have been involved in prison ministry.We have come to love the men that God has brought into our world. Love them.
当我开始监狱施工的时候呢，我们开始慢慢的把神放在我们生命中的人开始呢学会爱他们。
Many of these men are from different nationalities, and it just so happened that God has brought us our path to cross with their path.
那么这些人呢是属于不同的民族，但是呢神就碰巧呢让我们的人生道路跟他们的相遇了。
I don't know if any of you would fit in the category that I am in, but for many years I struggled from being in a group that we were all the same.
很多年呢我一直有这个挣扎，不知道你们是不是有同样的感受啊，我一直呢有这个挣扎，就是说呢是在一个我们都看上去相同的这么一个环境里边跟大家有雷同。
I was raised in Roseburg, Oregon, and it was basically a mill town, and most of the people came from the south, as our family did.
我是在俄勒冈长大的，那里的人呢都跟我一样是从南部来的。
Even though we talked about being Christian,
尽管我们谈论怎么样做基督徒，说我们是基督徒，
I have to confess, I despise in my heart certain people.
但是我必须承认，在我的心中呢，我对一些人是非常瞧不起的。
And in a quiet way, I held on to that despising in my heart.Way longer than I ever should have.
我呢，这个在我心中呢，我就悄悄的，这个对这些我看不上的人、反感的人呢，一直厌恶着。
And then God showed me that if I was to be His representative, there may be people of this particular race that would come into my pathway that would cross.
那么神有一天呢跟我说，如果呢我想作为他的道理，把他的爱彰显为彰显给这群跟我不同的这个民族的话，
And how would I respond?
那我应该怎么回应呢？
I was able to go to a conference with many other pastors.
我有幸呢跟其他的牧师去参加一个会议。
And I sat down with an African American Pastor brother.
我呢跟一位美籍非裔美国牧师坐在一起。
And I shared with him, I confessed to him my failure in regard to having a heart of love in Christ for his people.
我跟他承认我的心中呢没有对他的民族有从神那里而来的爱。
Everything changed.
从那以后，一切都改变了。
Then I came to the prison, and we had the story one night of the woman who anointed Jesus' feet.
I'm sorry?
Oh, we had the woman that washed Jesus' feet with her tears.
那么后来我来到监狱，我听到过这个故事，就是说圣经中记录呢，有一个女人她为耶稣洗脚。
And I had come prepared that night, I'm not sure why, but I had brought up a small pan along to wash one of the brothers there in prison to wash his feet.
那天呢我忽然有感动，我就带了一个盆小盆来洗一个那里的一个弟兄的脚。
It happened to be the first man that I came to was an African American brother right there in prison.
碰巧呢监狱当中我第一个遇到的呢是一个非裔美国弟兄。
When I came to him, I got down on my hands and knees in front of him, which was a very foreign place for people from Alabama to be in regards to an African American fellow human being and brother in Christ.
然后呢，我就伸开手，然后轻轻来帮他洗脚。这对一个从阿拉巴马来的我来说呢，这样做呢是非常不同寻常的。
At that moment, something broke in my heart.
那么这个时候呢，我的心呢就开始融化。
That was almost 25 years ago.
那是大概25年前。
At about that time, or very soon after that, we had a transition to the unit that we would minister in at the prison.
但是在那个时候或者是那个时候稍后呢，我们换到了另外建立的另外一个部门。
And when I think of the ministry that Don and I have shared, he and I only a few years, but with another fellow before him for many years, it was almost 25 years, and almost every night, for at least 20 to 25 times per year, when we go to the prison, there's at least one table of African American men that we share the gospel of Jesus with and his love.
那么我跟Don 呢做这个监狱事工几年了，在他之前呢，我还跟另外的弟兄一起呢从事这个监狱事工，一共25年的时间。那么在这个25年的时间当中呢，每次我们去监狱，总会呢有一个桌子，桌子周围呢坐满这个非裔的美国弟兄。
That was 25 years ago, and when I do my math.25 years times 5 in a week times 25 weeks a year comes somewhere to around 1500 men. I'm not bragging at this point. I'm ashamed that God has given me the opportunity to minister and to share the love of Jesus with these my brothers who are just have a different color skin on the outside.
在过去25年前我领圣餐之后，那么接下来的时间呢，大概有500多次我当然在这里呢并不是想吹嘘，其实我是很惭愧的。那么有500次的机会呢，我跟不同于我的这个肤色不同于我的弟兄呢有机会分享神的爱。
When God's love is in our hearts, we must make no exceptions to the people who cross our path who are in need.
当神的爱在我们的心中的时候呢，我们应该一无例外的爱那些我们的人生中遇到的有需要的人。
I can forgive because I have been forgiven.
我能原谅别人是因为我自己被宽恕过。
This parable of the Good Samaritan has built the world's hospitals, and if understood and practiced, will remove race prejudice, national hatred and war, class jealousy. Most of all, it will allow us to be true ambassadors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.Who loved this world and gave himself for us.
那么根据这个预言呢，世界上也建立了好撒玛利亚人的这个医院。那么这个故事告诉我们呢，如果我们从心中真正除掉我们的偏见、我们的分歧、我们的这个嫉妒、我们的种族之间的不同，那么我们就真正能够活出耶稣基督的爱，成为他的大使。
I'd like to share with you a message that we share with our men when we're at the prison, and really it's a very simple message. Certainly it has brought hope and new life to a number of men who have responded from their heart, and I just would like to share this with you. I'm sure that this is a familiar thing to you, but for me I had to just kind of get it real simple and just make it a fresh starting point for those who would hear.
那么我有一个故事呢，有一个信息想跟你们分享一下。这个信息呢，我在监狱施工当中也分享过很多次，并且呢，它改变了很多人的生命，让他们呢，找到了新的希望。那么这个故事啊，这个信息可能是你熟悉的，但是呢，我想简单的说一下。
Now, to act the way of the Good Samaritan requires that we have a new heart.And a new approach to God.
那么能够像好撒玛利亚人那样去做的话，要求什么呢？就是要求我们以一个新的心灵，一个新的方法来接近上帝。
We must admit that we have sinned and fallen short.
我们必须承认，我们都是罪人，亏欠了神的荣耀。
We must believe that God can change our lives.
我们必须相信神可以改变我们的生命
，and commit our lives to Him，
并且呢，委身于基督。
I would like to lead in a prayer, and any of you please feel free, if this is a moment of decision in your life, to share with me in this prayer. Very simple prayer. It's one that I prayed in college when I had the opportunity to start all over again in my life, and God has certainly been faithful through all these years. Let's bow together in prayer.
我想带领大家呢一同祷告，如果你的心中呢也觉愿意跟我们一起跟我一起祷告的话呢请低头。那么这是一个非常简单的祷告，当年我还是大学生的时候呢我就如此祷告来开始新生。
Dear God, I know that you love me.
亲爱的上帝，我知道你爱我。
I also know that I have sinned and fallen short.
我也知道我犯过罪，并且亏欠了你的荣耀。
My sins have put up a wall between myself and you, my God.
我的罪使我跟你远离。
I ask you to forgive my sins.
我求你赦免我的罪。
And I choose to commit my life to you.
我选择将我的生命交托给你。
Thank you for receiving such a one as me.
谢谢你愿意接受像我这样的一个人。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you.
谢谢。
If you've had an opportunity to share that prayer today, don't be afraid to share that with someone else. I'm sure it'll be a great encouragement to them as it has been to me. Thank you.
如果今天你做了这样的祷告呢，请你呢。一定呢是跟不要担心要跟其他的人分享，那么这个呢会成为他们的鼓励。谢谢。You're welcome.
感谢主让杰克牧师今天分享他的经历，他的事工和分享神的话语对我们。
Thank God for bringing Pastor here to share